I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 819, Fishing Without Bait. Okay, confession time. I am not a fisherman. I know some people really love it, but not me. I've tried lake fishing, ocean fishing, river fishing. It's just not my thing. But I do think that I could get into and really enjoy fishing without bait. Let me explain. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live his life of love through us? Have you ever found a way to slow down and just be? To be with the Lord, to be with your thoughts, to be with your surroundings in ways that restores your soul? If not, maybe you might try fishing without bait, just like Thomas Edison did. This story comes from J.R. Briggs relaying an article from The Prosperous Coach about Thomas Edison. Here's what J.R. wrote. Recently, I read The Prosperous Coach, which included a fascinating story about Thomas Edison. Now, Edison was a genius who held over 1,000 patents. He invented the phonograph, the motion picture camera, and of course, the electric light bulb. But he was a terrible fisherman. It's alleged that he spent almost an hour every day fishing, and not once did he catch anything. Why? Because he never used bait. When asked why, he said, "When you fish without bait, people don't bother you, and neither do the fish. It provides me my best time to think." Edison understood the power of creating space to simply think. But there's another wrinkle to the story. One day, while fishing with a bamboo pole, he had an interesting thought. What if bamboo was used as the filament inside an electric light bulb? Boom! Now you could say that was a pretty bright idea. You know, Jesus did that too. He fished without bait by taking time to get away from the crowds and just be, to be with the Father. Now you would think that with time ticking, only a few brief years of ministry, Jesus would be burning the midnight oil, pulling all-nighters for healing sessions or holding unending seminars or conferences on the kingdom. But Jesus didn't do that. He often went away to a private place to pray, as Scripture says. And Jesus was never in a hurry. I bet you that Jesus never once made a to-do list. If Thomas Edison and if Jesus Christ can do that, maybe we can or should do that too, don't you think? Some of the very, very, very best times I've ever had with the Lord have been on vacation. Now, it's not just that I'm having a great time. That's not what I mean. When I'm not pushed to write sermons or lessons or podcasts, when I'm not attending meetings and doing weddings and funerals and counseling and administration stuff, I have time to just be. Now, I haven't discovered electricity, but in my own way, for my life and my ministry, when I've taken time to fish without bait, maybe I have. Here's the great question. What is the best way that you have found to fish without bait? I just love this prayer written by an unknown author. Father, slow me down. Ease the pounding of my heart by quieting my mind. Steady my hurried pace with a vision of the eternal reach of time. Give me amid the confusion of the day the calmness of the everlasting hills. Break the tension of my nerves and muscles with the soothing music of the singing streams that live in my memory. Help me to know the magical restoring power of sleep. Teach me the art of taking minute vacations, of slowing down to look at a flower, to chat with a friend, to read a few lines from a good book. Remind me each day of the fable of the hare and the tortoise, that I may know that life is not always to the swift, that there is more to life than increasing its speed. Let me look upward into the branches of the towering oak and know that it grew great and strong because it grew slowly and well. Slow me down, Lord, and inspire me to send my roots deep into the soil of life's enduring values, that I may grow toward the stars of my greater destiny. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 820. And in the meantime, can't you just see Edison sitting with a fishing pole and a line in the water with nothing on the other end? Now, you and I don't have to do that literally, but may God help us, each in our own way, to find time to go fishing without bait.